Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Podomation update number 9, I suppose. I'm at this rather strange juncture. So let's tell you the story so far. One is a couple of months ago, I'd be barely walking and podcasting into my mobile phone, and the mobile phone getting a sort of about four steps using software to convert the mobile phone into MP3, and then the MP3 to upload manually onto a website, and then manually doing it, probably a good part of an hour all said and done per podcast to get up and do very chunky. Then parallel to that, I've increased the rate of podcasting, and then moved from mobile phone to dictaphone, moved from a good quality dictaphone which broke to sort of low quality but high throughput dictaphones, sort of getting that up there, and then as the recuperation has improved, I'm to increase my rate of podcasting and rate of speaking, and it is all true. What really stuns me is that the neuro people say, oh yeah, you're doing exactly the right thing. If everything had worked properly and you were, and everything was switched on, we would possibly do this, but we need some other tests to go ahead. So you're naturally doing the right thing. So how's that for a bit of luck? And so as the podcast rate goes up, producing sufficient podcasts a day, and sort of experiment saying, oh gee, it's rather hard producing these podcasts over this time. What I'll do is I'll triage them, produce them on bulk, put them together, and then I'll get them with a publication time all at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So just release them all at 4 o'clock. And of course, still that really didn't approve anything. It almost caused more pain than it was worth, because I had all these things and there'd be faults appearing in, say you have a stack of 6 podcasts going on, there'll be a fault in number 2, number 4, and then you check back, there was a fault in number 3, and it was just nightmare material. And just this natural time, I don't know, I've been in various factories in my old, was an old life, and designed work systems and workstations for people, which sort of really looked at the number of steps they did and fatigue and stuff like that. So got out the old lab view and bit by bit clamped it together. And it was this typical thing that often people say, you know, check in on you developing a robot and a system, how are you doing? And they look at it and it looks absolutely awful. You know, you've put something together and it's just this horrible device coming out. And it's just really embarrassing. So some people who don't like you say it's dreadful, we should never invest in it. Other people just let you keep on going. And so just for an example, I initially was using DOS script where you just put two files, MP file 1 plus MP file 2, MP3 file 2 together, bang, it's appeared to work coming out. And these poor people in podcast land would suddenly hear, have a podcast which would stop halfway through because so that's a while ago. So there was a, sort of like ignorance of how to do things meant that I got in halfway there with prototypes and systems to develop. And so we're now got a system where it's reasonably it's not fail-proof. The actual failure mode can be picked up fairly quickly and addressed quickly. And so you can get the general podcast going through. So little things I still have to do. So at the moment, I stick my podcast in the my dictaphone in the computer. I still have to tap at the computer to tell it's on, because I still don't have it humming in the background, calling up the software. I've sort of stopped that, because the worst thing is that if you have programs up and running, they can sort of run amok. And I still, at the moment, when I've got the app building, it builds the draft. Have a look at the draft, and then copy the draft onto the actual functioning app up there. So that's rather good, that aspect of it. But there's lots of things that I can improve. So in general, and sort of, I still have this thing. I thought I error trapped completely every last way you could misname a file, but apparently you can still misname a file. So when I name a podcast, I can't put a point in it. I can't say point to something like that. It just doesn't like it. It just doesn't work for me. But the great thing is that when it did there, I did three podcasts, and one with that, I think 3.4 meters is the difference between molecules. Blah. Yeah, the small verse type of thing. So I came up, went through, just dutifully did the other one, just didn't do it, and you can see bits of the podcast just smash up into little bits and pieces where you put it. So the main thing is, with this other software, the FTP software, which you have to use, file transfer software, you really have to use it, because it's the only really secure way you can interact with your website. You have other ways which you can do by command prompt, but this just hasn't got the security and robustness. However, learning from that, it has a problem that it expects when it sees the file, the file's there. It doesn't know that the file's been built. So what you have to do is, you've got to build the file in an area and then transport it completely across. So we've got the error trapping, because it then, after a while, it then expects to see whether the internet is loaded up in the internet, and then you get your alert that no, your podcast has failed. You look at it and you can start to see it, and then what you do is you just rerun. So you've got a recording of how you put up the podcast, just go back to file, say transcribe. I think it is. I'll call it transcribe. Transcribe the settings and republish. And so you can make a mistake and just do it. So the overall recovery is there. And so I must admit, when I looked at it, I thought it would be a month or 2 months before I'd be able to I didn't quite know how I'd do it. So way that this is to grab a series of podcasts, so to podcast Cosmos Magazine, it's taken me 7 podcasts, and I must admit it wears me out reading two hours a day. It just absolutely just wears you out completely. But you know, nonetheless, going across, so there's a natural naming mechanism, and being able to collect the correct information about it, and then you get your list of every podcast you ever do, and then you can do a free text retrieval app, and it's sort of not quite perfect in terms of the naming system. There's certain things I have to do to tweak it up. So there's areas to improve, like this an area to come back, and you just are exhausted, so you're just thinking, what should I do? Should I really look in and try and idiot-proof naming of files? Because I thought I have done it, so I'm trying to work that out. It's really tired, I can't think about that. And then what it does is, there's sort of like many aspects to getting to understand something. You can listen to it intellectually, or you can play around with the new apps. And look, I'm not trying to sell you something I just genuinely believe this is a major thing of the future. And I'm sort of not self-conscious. I'm not sort of definitely not putting myself up there as a pioneer in the world stage. I just don't even think along those lines. But indeed, my objective view is that this is a world-bending thing to be able to use different sort of maths and construct your ideas in such a elegant way. What it does mean, obviously, is that I can free text retrieve a bunch of podcasts as a class, and in that class, fairly brain dead way, assign it these connection numbers, and then I was it's been a bit of a slog. I had thought the connection number would be sufficient, but I sort of am sort of a victim of my own developing. I then had to re-engineer, and with the connection number, also put in the as I think about it, it means it's a lot of work. I have to re-engineer the actual graphic coordinates. So what it does is it puts your thought down and writes the thought down in sort of a tree diagram, where you can read the thought by looking at the highlighted vertices in your tree diagram to see what's going on. But the end result is that it produces in a series, and produces the series in a series of Cosmos magazines, which is in a series of All magazines, which is in a series of magazines, books, and whatnot, which is in etc. as it builds up. So that's there. And so there's sort of this half exhaustion coming across, and then you saying, and sort of the natural thing is, oh well, I can actually start expanding. I can sort of get people in to help different aspects of it. And you know, ideally I'd like someone to coach me into how to get around some of the school problems I've got. I would love for someone to coach me on how to do podcasts better. You know, well, that'd be great. Of course, that's not happening at the moment. And this, I am very fortunate to have people who are just going to start to look in at it. But unfortunately, I have opened up Google Sites, and it's what a nightmare. What a nightmare Google Sites are. The worst thing is that it's an elegant interface, but if it wants to think about something, it just goes off and thinks about it. You know, like, it will just say, I'm saving, I'm not working. So what's the point of you interacting with something which isn't interactive? It just goes into this pools of interaction. I suppose it's all on this high float. It's a sort of a cloud development software, so it's got sort of lots of cute features, but then it's also just absolutely annoying. It's got no, you can't actually HTML yourself into it. You've just got to take the, it's sort of almost as, it's like, what an annoying world. What is it? WordPress. Well, how annoying is the is that? Yeah, in terms of you want to use it, well, they've eliminated all bugs and all problems by actually cutting down the bespoke functionality of it. So you can't ever do anything really, really clever with any of these things. So it's I don't know. It's just this learning stuff. It is really interesting that where the people want to make money, they funnel you up and offer you this freemium stuff. Yeah, this sort of basically evil. But where there's really great stuff is people putting in all the software libraries up there. And it's not software libraries as you know, as I used to understand them. They're sort of like these random software libraries under these names, like WGET, Magic, FFmeg, Lame. What's the logic of getting through it? It bears in mind that I should really write up an app which directs you. Oh, I'll just add the app on. I'm at the stage now that it's expansion time, and trying to actually think of the relationship of the website that I produce, and there's various people which I want to link with. There's Brett Levy, who's got an Aboriginal site which takes you into a virtual world it's sort of a cleansed Aboriginal online digital Second Life world. And what is sort of not known is that these people are really blocking them, and they don't know how sinister it is to block someone when they're at the forefront and they're not a long distance ahead. They are a distance ahead 10 years ago, but as 10 years go, they're overwhelmed by other things either side. So the people that block them then say, oh well, the stuff you were doing is not so dissimilar to this. So they just really can't comprehend it. But I really want to create a space, a linkage for other people to come in and co-create or crow for trans. It's a trans concept, transdisciplinary, and I thought something else could be trans, something else. There's my memory going again. Yeah, so we'll get that across there. So that's where we're at the moment. I've just got to really think about how we actually move people in terms of the product offering. Yeah, is obviously Take It As You Like It to the internet audience as a whole, but for people interacting moving forward, it's hard to think of how it goes. But we're a step away, and at the moment it is providing heaps and heaps of information, because the greatest information is no response at all. So if I email a few friends and say, oh, look, this is important, I get no response at all, that's still a very valuable thing. So here I am at the moment, I suppose a bit exhausted, a bit ahead of schedule in terms of the getting the apps up, and it's just really fortunate that the apps, Ideal site maps, and the Google sites is an awful thing for it. So that's an ideal thing. But the general gist of think your way through this next phase, that is the building the capacity for transdisciplinary collaboration into the actual heart and soul of it, even when the actual environment around it is not for collaboration. You're very much out on yourself. It's not going to go, but it's the decisions that you make ahead of time which will really help you. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.